817 Slide American State Trials, 1918 Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. Thomas Cooper. The confidence of the people, so necessary for conducting public business, was in direct opposition to the duties of a good citizen. Mischiefs of this kind were to be dreaded in proportion to how uninformed the surrounding country was. A man of sense and education had more power to extend the mischief he was inclined to propagate. The government should not encourage the idea that they would not prosecute such atrocious conduct. If this conduct were allowed to pass, the peace of the country would be endangered. Error leads to discontent, discontent to a fancied idea of oppression, and that to insurrection. The two instances that had already happened were alarming proofs and well known to the jury. The jury, as citizens, must determine whether the prosperity of the country was endangered by publications of this kind. They must consider whether it was their duty, when a case of this nature was laid before them and the law was applicable, to bring in a verdict that the law and the evidence would warrant. They needed to show that these kinds of attacks on the government of the country were not to be suffered with impunity. The evidence. John Byers, I know this paper. Mr. Cooper brought it to me on the evening of December 6, 1799, at my house in Sunbury. He came to me at the door of my house and asked me to walk in. We walked in. This was between candlelight and daylight. He asked for a candle. He perused this paper, which I have in my hand, pointed to his name, and said, "This is my name, and I am the author of this piece." There was nothing further passed, only he said, "This may save you trouble another time." I knew very well what he meant by it. Mr. Cooper, had not you and I been in the habit of frequently joking with each other upon political subjects? John Byers, oh yes, very often. Mr. Rawl read that part of the publication which is included in the indictment. Mr. Cooper, gentlemen of the jury, if it were true, as it is not true, that in the language of the Attorney General of the District, I have been guilty of publishing with the basest intentions.